Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and in studio today, we have Eric Oliver and Travis Deming. They are the masterminds and creators of a storybook app called Mormon Channel Kids, and this is something that is appropriate for really any age children and into adults, and I have checked it out personally, and it is really, really cool. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so first just tell me what the concept was behind it and why you felt like this was something that needed to be created.
I think it all kind of started as Mormon messages were being created. I was on the small productions team that was creating these Mormon messages, and having an animation background, like I kept pushing for, hey, let's do like some animated pieces or an animated story or an animated Mormon message. But with it, there's a little bit of a higher cost with animation. And so one of the things that we talked about was finding ways to repurpose the media and the content to get a much broader reach with the stuff we create.
So take books that are already out there, basically, and recreate them in a new way that's a little bit more interactive, correct?
Yeah, or even if there's a story, like a completely new story that we spend time and effort animating that out, we could then easily repurpose that, get it in different forms to deliver the story in different ways and different channels. And that was one way, because then the time and effort spent to create an animation has a lot more use, a lot more reach.
Let's talk about what exactly the app is and how you use it, because it's very user-friendly from what I can tell.
Sure. The Mormon Channel Kids app is really simple to use. The user is going to see a little blue icon of a child reading a book. And when they tap that icon, they're going to be introduced to a bookshelf and have choices of interactive books with all kinds of features that they can view and play with, read. We've added lots of little features to hopefully engage children. Myself, as a parent, I wanted some things that I could use, like in family home evening or home teaching or whatever, just to provide some neat things to engage my children with. And that's essentially what the app does.
And you call it the best sacrament meeting babysitter ever, right?
Unofficially.
Unofficially. Now, what I liked about it, too, is that there are different options. So you can, for some of them, you can have them watch a video of it, right? For others, you can just read the book with them, or they can physically read the book by flipping through the pages, just like you would on any other tablet. But there's also a narration option so that a storyteller will actually read the book for them. Why so many different options, and why do you think each one was important?
There's such a range in different ages. Obviously, if there's a child that can't read, they can just click on the narration. They hear the narration. They can watch it and take in the message. But then the, you know, older children that are learning how to read or know how to read, they can access it just like a storybook and read through it and kind of experience it that way. And then if you just kind of wanted to show the story, whether it's in a family home evening or a teaching environment, then you could just show the video, which then opens up discussions. And so it sort of creates different ways to experience the story and connect and relate to the characters and the stories.
What kinds of different stories do we find on here, and how many different options are there?
You are going to find a variety of stories. The first one was The Coat, which was kind of an experience. It was the first animation that we had ever done, and it was simply a story about the prophet Heber J. Grant that did something nice for another individual. And we found out that we had all this content left over and actually made the storybook out of that. But it got our gears turning of what else could we do? And so some of the initial stories that people are going to view the first time they look at this app is a story that President Nukedorf told in conference about his mother and the children taking a trip across Germany. They will also see a story about a shoemaker. And we are releasing a story about the nativity with interactions with all those neat features. And so that is what the initial launch is going to contain. And so we'll just have a variety.
Yeah. And looking forward, there's a whole realm of content possibilities. Because there's so many stories from so many different angles, whether it's pulled from the scriptures or from Latter-day prophets and apostles, or if they're just inspirational true stories we pull from people's experiences. Long-term, we can start bringing those in and sort of channeling different types of stories and experiences that both kids and adults can enjoy.
Have you guys thought as far as breaking it up into different age ranges, like stories that are maybe more appropriate for younger kids and maybe some that are appropriate for a little bit older kids, or is it all kind of together right now?
It's all together. Well, my personal philosophy with storytelling is that good storytelling tends to transcend a little bit over age, meaning if someone can watch it and connect with the characters, like with the coat, that's something that kids watch. They understand the message, but equally, their parents could watch it, and they get equally engaged. And so if we really focus on good storytelling, finding ways to connect people to some of those like human elements that we find in good storytelling, then hopefully it draws in multiple audiences or multiple users.
It's available for almost any device that's out there. People will be able to find it in the Apple App Store. And it will be available for your tablets and smartphones. Also, probably within Google Play, so that the Android tablets and smartphones that can handle this technology can support it. We just really wanted to give the opportunity for anybody in the world to be able to enjoy this storybook. One of the reasons why we did this is because we were concerned about the content that was out there. Like, you know what? Let's create a great experience for kids that teaches and inspires them.
Because I think one of the things that we want to be careful with is we're just not looking to entertain kids. Like, it's all about giving them opportunities to learn to feel and recognize the spirit through these stories. And I mean, that's kind of one of the main reasons that we wanted to do this.
Well, the app is called Mormon Channel Kids. Again, look it up on your tablet and download it. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Eric Oliver and Travis Deming.